Hello, this is Bani and welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Thursday, August 21 and coming up in today's episode. Parliament clears bill banning online money games amid opposition protests. Outrage in Ahmedabad over class 10 students' murder. Actor Vijay's TVK holds massive Madurai rally. And officials criticize Trump tariffs on India. On the last day of Parliament's monsoon session, a bill to ban the operation, facilitation and advertising of online games played with money was cleared amid intense protests by the opposition seeking a discussion on the special intensive revision of electoral rules in Bihar by the Election Commission. The Promotion and Regulation of Online Gaming Bill was passed after a voice note in the Rajya Sabha a day after it was cleared in the Lok Sabha. The legislation seeks to make online money gaming punishable by imprisonment of up to 3 years and or a fine of up to Rs. 1 crore. Tabling the money in the upper house, Minister of Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vishnoi said, quote, "The money gaming addiction is like a drug addiction. The powerful people behind online money games would challenge the decision in the courts. They will run social media campaigns against this ban. We have seen the impact of games and how the money is used to support terror." Unquote. An online money game is one played by a user by depositing money in expectation of winning monetary and other enrichment. The bill outlaws all online betting and gambling activities, from online fantasy sports to online gambling like poker, rummy and other card games and online lotteries. It seeks to prohibit advertisements related to online money games and bars, banks and financial institutions from transferring funds for any of such games. Advertising of money games can attract imprisonment up to 2 years and or a fine up to Rs. 50 lakh. Facilitating financial transactions related to money games can lead to imprisonment for up to 3 years and or fine for up to Rs. 1 crore. Repeated offences attract enhanced penalties, including 3 to 5 years imprisonment and fines up to Rs. 2 crore. Offences under key sections are sought to be made cognizable and non-bailable. The last day of the session also came with PM Modi's jibe at the opposition, saying several leaders in the opposition are talented and good orators, but they don't get a chance to speak because of Rahul Gandhi. The Prime Minister made the remarks during a tea meeting which was not attended by any of the opposition MPs and was restricted to the leaders of the National Democratic Alliance. The PM further said the opposition MPs are forced to disrupt the proceedings of the parliament because they are better speakers than Rahul Gandhi. But the leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha does not want to encourage them. The protest and demonstration against the murder of the 10th standard student by an 8th standard student at Seventh Day Adventist School in Ahmedabad continued on the second consecutive day on Thursday. While the Youth Congress and the National Students' Union of India locked the gates of the Seventh Day Adventist School, shops and business establishments remained shut in Maninagar, Ahmedabad, following the bandh call given by the Vishnu Hindu Parishad on Thursday. In response to the massive protests by Hindu groups and parents, Ahmedabad police have increased security within a 500-meter radius of the school to prevent any untoward incidents on Thursday. This outrage further escalated following the shocking chat messages between the accused and his friend, where he didn't seem to show any remorse for his actions. He admitted to stabbing the victim but casually dismissed it as "Ab jo ho gaya, wo ho gaya." That means whatever happened has now happened. The horrifying incident took place on Tuesday when, as the school bell rang signalling the end of the day, Nayan had packed his bags and set out for home. He had just stepped out of the school building when the class 8 student and few other boys surrounded him. A verbal fight soon turned physical. The class 8 student boy took out a knife, stabbed Nayan and fled. In the CCTV footage, Nayan can be seen stumbling back into the school with his hands on the stab wound on his stomach. He was taken to a private hospital where he died of his injuries. The boy who stabbed him had run to the back of the school building. He was spotted by the security guard who informed the school administration and the police. The incident took place outside the school premises in Ahmedabad. A first information report has been registered and the minor has been detained under the Juvenile Act. taking part in the second state-level conference of TVK, founded by 51-year-old actor-turned-politician C. Joseph Vijay at Parapathi in Madurai district on Thursday. Thousands of TVK supporters and fans of Vijay have come from various parts of Tamil Nadu at the venue since Wednesday night. The venue where seating arrangement has been made for over 1.5 lakh people start up to fill up since early morning. People wanted to catch a glimpse and listen to the party president, Vijay. Mr. Vijay is to address the cadres. Hundreds of bouncers have been deployed to keep the swelling crowd at bay. Party sources told IANS that the program will run from 3:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. and is expected to attract at least 1.25 lakh party cadres along with thousands of supporters. Originally planned for August 25, the Congress was advanced to August 21 following a request from the police, who pointed out that the initial date, Vinayagar Chaturthi, raising concerns over security arrangements. With the Tamil Nadu Assembly polls nearing, the scale of preparations and the expected turnout underline the political significance of the Madurai conference, which could prove to be a defining moment in the TVK's electoral journey. TVK held its first state conference in 2024 at Vikravandi in Viluppuram district, which drew large crowds and marked the party's formal entry into Tamil Nadu's political arena. With the Madurai conference, the party aims to consolidate its supporter base, especially in the southern districts, and build momentum for the 2026 assembly elections. The Trump administration's decision to impose a staggering 25% additional tariff on India appears to not sit well with some of the US's top officials. There seems to be a growing unease about how this decision could jeopardize the delicate fabric of US-India relations and the potential strategic fallout that could follow from these hefty tariffs. Nikki Haley, a former US ambassador to the United Nations, has cautioned that ties between Washington and New Delhi are near a breaking point. She emphasized that it is critical to get the relations back on track if America hopes to contain China's growing global ambitions. In a Newsweek op-ed published on Wednesday, Ms. Haley said India must not be treated as an adversary like China, and the Trump administration can't let the issues of tariffs or the US role in the India-Pakistan issues drive a wedge between two of the world's largest democracies. Trump's Republican colleague, Ms. Haley, has remained a vocal Trump critic despite endorsing him for the 2024 presidential run. She noted that, quote, India must be treated like the prized, free and democratic partner that it is, not an adversary like China, which has thus far avoided sanctions for its Russian oil purchases despite being one of the Moscow's largest customers, unquote. She warned, and I quote again, scuttling 25 years of momentum with the only country that can serve as a counterweight to Chinese dominance in Asia would be like a strategic disaster, unquote. Ms. Haley noted that in the short-term goals, New Delhi is essential in helping Washington move its critical supply chains away from China. India is the world's fastest-growing major economy, and Ms. Haley noted its rise represents the most significant geopolitical event since China's and is among the greatest obstacles to China's goal of reshaping the global order. She added, and I quote, simply put, China's ambitions will have to shrink as India's power grows. Yet, unlike communist-controlled China, the rise of a democratic India does not threaten the free world, unquote. U.S. economist Jeffrey Schatz, who has acted as an advisor to government worldwide for decades, has also doubled down on his criticism of the Donald Trump administration's move to impose 50% punitive tariffs on India, calling the American president the great unifier of the BRICS, which is a forum for cooperation among a group of leading emerging economies including Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. In an interview on Crystal Ball and Sagar Njeti's Breaking Points show, the renowned US economist called Trump's tariffs the stupidest tactical move in US foreign policy. He said, and I quote, "These tariffs on India are not a strategy, they're a sabotage. It's the stupidest tactical policy in the US foreign policy." Unquote, he said as he described the punitive duties risk sabotaging the Washington's relationship with its most important partners in Asia. He added, and I quote, the imposition of the 25% penalty tariff on India. What it did overnight was unify the BRICS countries as never before. Even if this 25% tariff penalty is removed, the Indians have learned a lesson. You cannot trust the United States, he said, pointing to the increased coordination under the forum, which worked against US strategic interests. He added that Trump's tariffs have failed to achieve any meaningful negotiating advantage, but instead have strengthened global alliances. That's all for today. You're listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and news bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do subscribe to us on Spotify, Apple and the NDTV News app. This is your host Bani, signing off.